This is 5 Minute Friday!
It's Sean Stevenson, and he is a best-selling author and creator of The Model Health Show, which is one of the top nutrition and fitness podcasts on iTunes. With a background in biology and kinesiology, Sean went on to be the founder of Advanced Integrative Health Alliance, which is a successful company that provides wellness services for both individuals and organizations worldwide. He's also a dynamic keynote speaker who's spoken with TEDx, universities, and numerous organizations with outstanding reviews. And he is the king of sleep. He's the king of mastering your sleep to optimize your health, your performance, your mind, your body for the best experience.
People will notice this when they tend to get to bed a little bit earlier. It's just like, wow, I slept really great.
Right.
You know, I see your face. You're like, yeah, when that happens, but it rarely happens. That's the kind of money time window, but it's not, again, it's not about being perfect. If this doesn't fit your lifestyle, stack the other conditions, do the other things.
Yes.
The timing does matter because your body's wired up to work with nature. And only recently can we basically manufacture a second daytime. Our genes are expecting a night cycle for us to get cozy, to get sleep. But we can throw on the, do the laptop lap dance all night long today, you know, watch YouTube videos and Netflix
Yes. And
be on our social media. But our genes are not different from our ancestors even, you know, 100 years ago, let alone thousands.
I hear that, man.
And so we can evolve through this stuff, you know, like some X-Men stuff, but it's going to take a little bit of time. And your skin has photoreceptors that pick up light. And
even the littlest amount of light.
Yeah, there was a study I put in the book that the room was otherwise pitch black, but they put just a tiny light behind somebody's knee.
No.
And it was enough. Yes.
Shut up.
It was enough to take them out of their normal stage of sleep. It's crazy, right? It's crazy.
Crazy.
And so, because again, we've evolved in darkness. And it's
Yes. Not
all light. It's unnatural light. Like moonlight.
Yep.
If you look at the lux, and I put a lux chart in the book, it's not even a problem, but that unnatural light. And so, your skin has photoreceptors that pick up information and basically send it to your brain to secrete more daytime hormones, namely cortisol. All right. So your neighbor's porch light, you know, street lights outside, that kind of stuff, this unnatural light. It's been dubbed light pollution now. So getting your room pitch black can keep that stuff out of your room, but also the internal light, too. So if you've got an ugly alarm clock staring at you, you know, that kind of stuff,
anything,
you might want to consider, you know, getting a dimmer shut off or, you know, throwing a blanket over it or something like that.
I like that.
I think a lot of people know that a good workout can help you sleep. However, it is a difference between going to sleep and passing out, you know, as we've mentioned. So a lot of people, you know, I talk with Rich Roll, and if he doesn't do one of his, you know, he's like running for days, you know.
It's crazy.
If he doesn't do one of his workouts, like he says, his sleep isn't the same. It's because of his cortisol rhythm, which he's changed,
Yeah. But
that's a whole nother story. Bottom line is, there's a difference, number one, between going to sleep and passing out. And here's how to do this the right way. So this study done with Appalachian State University, they broke exercise up into three groups. Group A, exercise at 7 a.m. in the morning. Group B, 1 p.m. Group C, 7 p.m. at night. Group A spent up to 75% more time in deep anabolic sleep.
Earlier in the morning.
So early in the morning, if you can get a workout in, it doesn't mean it has to be the time you hit the gym. You can work out in the afternoon, but that initial morning activity is important because going back to our evolutionary biology, it encourages that normal cortisol spike.
So getting up and taking a walk.
Yeah, you can do a power walk. You can do a 4-minute Tabata session,
Yeah. Do
some body weight stuff, or you can do your full workout.
Air squats.
Yes.
Some stretch, yoga, stretching, whatever
right.
it may be.
You're helping encourage
some
that
movement.
Normal cortisol.
First thing in the morning.
Yeah.
First hour or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. And then what about the full workout? What about if you're like, okay, I'm going to do my hour workout today. When should that optimal time be?
If you want to do it in the morning, perfect. If it is in the, and there wasn't much benefit to the afternoon as far as sleep is concerned, but in the evening there was some benefit. But it has to be the early evening, all right?
So because if I do work out in the evening, it's Yeah. Okay.
If it's the early evening.
So 6, 7?
You need about 4 hours. So if your planned bedtime is 11, you need about 4 hours for your cortisol to get normalized and your core body temperature to come back down, which we talked
That's
about
true.
How important that is.
Yeah, because I'll work out and then I'll take a cold shower, but I'm still sweating an hour later.
Yeah. But you know cold shower is a great help, though,
Yeah. To
help to lower your body, your core body temperature.
But still, the burn
exactly.
is just like,
yeah.
you know, a big guy. Just,
yeah.
You're still sweating. So that makes sense. Okay, so 4 hours after the workout, you should take before you go to sleep.
Right. And some people Gotcha. Are like hitting you know, their jujitsu class at like 8 p.m. and then
right.
trying to get to sleep at 10. And
that's not optimal.
Yeah, it's not.
But it is good. You still get benefit if you go up till 7 o'clock or 4 hours before.
Right.
It's okay.
Just try and time it different. You know, a lot of times that we get in issues with this is because we tell ourselves there's not another option.
Right.
You know, we're infinite beings that yes. have plenty of different ways that we can change things.